Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Today, I was contacted by Laura from the, I guess it's a midlife. It's all one word, a midlife traveler. And their website, as you might imagine, is amidlifetraveler.com. And if you're like, what is that? It is, it says, travel vacation destinations come to life in your ears through the A Midlife Traveler podcast. Discover countries, culture, history, tours, sightseeing advice, and travel tips through the voices, humor, and opinions of locals who live there or travelers who have been there. Like hearing about Scotland from a Scotsman and Ireland from the Irish. Indulge your travel curiosities and find ideas for your next vacation. Helpful information for world travelers and those who want to travel. Season 1 explores Scotland through the voice, opinions, and stories of a Scotsman named James. Topics include Scottish culture, history, whiskey, the kilt, Brexit, Vikings, Highland games, and other fun stories. So this is out of the places and travel category. And we're going to listen to episode number 42, titled Plan a Bucket List Africa Trip with Nick Branton, right after this.
The following is an opinion. And only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And it goes a little something like this.
Some of the parks, including Shoshue, have remote bush camps. So if you want, you can take a multi-day hike from one bush camp to another, and they're not accessible by vehicle. So if you really want to get close to nature and not have any of the distractions of modern technology, that's really the best way to do it. And there's nothing in the world like waking up at 5 in the morning and seeing the sunrise over the pristine African wilderness. It's amazing.
Okay.
Welcome to the A Midlife Traveler podcast, where we want you to go see the world, discover interesting stories about people, places, and practical advice to help you plan your next vacation.
Okay, music's a little soft.
Let's go see the world.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the Everywhere Travel Podcast. My name's Laura, I'm your host, and today we have a story for anyone out there who is interested in visiting Africa, South Africa, doing any type of safari, because we have an expert here, Nick Branton, who you would have met in the last episode. Nick is an American, but he grew up in Africa, and he also spent a year as a river rafting guide. He's done many activities throughout the continent, visited lots of countries, and done lots of different types of adventuring and safaris. So for me, I was thrilled to meet Nick because 2 years ago, I had decided really that I wanted to plan out a bucket list Africa trip. And so I did a lot of research and, you know, figured out what countries I wanted to visit, and it kind of put together some key sites and areas from South Africa, Namibia, Botswana, Zimbabwe, and I was also pretty curious about Kenya. But I never did that trip. I did a lot of research a couple years ago, but I never did that trip. Instead, we ended up in Thailand, in Vietnam, which might be a story from a different podcast. But today we're talking about Africa. And so when I met Nick and I said, you know, a couple of years ago I had planned this bucket list trip, can I just talk to you about it? So you are going to hear me from memory trying to recount the things I wanted to see in different points of Africa and getting advice from Nick all along the way. And we talk about dune surfing in the Namib Desert. We talk about salt pans, penguins, hippopotamus in the Okavango Delta. We talk about a little bit of river rafting, big game parks, and a bit about the coastline areas of South Africa.
It's
and
a
also
lot of
over
details.
Into Kenya and some of the different types of safaris people can take. Nick is a tremendous wealth of knowledge. So for anyone who has Africa on your bucket list, like I do, I hope you get a lot of good ideas out of this. And please know that if you visit our amidlifetraveler.com podcast, we will not only have show notes for this episode, but we'll also put a curated list of some great ideas of vacation packages in Africa and then other like day tours and things to do around Africa. So with that, here's Africa.
Can I tell you my bucket list thing that
I'd love
mapped?
To hear it. Yeah.
Okay, because I was trying to figure out a way that I could do South Africa and see a whole bunch of stuff in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So this was my plan. The first thing is I have this strange bucket list that I insist in some time in my lifetime I need to see a penguin in its natural habitat.
Oh, yeah.
So
you want to go to Boulder's Beach.
Yes. Yes. If you go Seattle to Cape Town, there's Boulder's Beach. Mm-hmm. It looked amazing. And then I don't really know what else in Cape Town was that interesting to me. I'm sure there's interesting things. I wanted to see the penguins and then get up to Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
And go up into the desert, of course. And I think, is it Swakopmund?
Swakopmund. Mm-hmm.
And there's something called the Skeleton Coast.
Yeah.
And don't they only have so many permits that go in?
I don't know what the access is, but
I'm just a voyeur listening in on a conversation.
Might be one option for you is driving from you can drive to Walvis Bay from basically the southern end of Namibia, and you basically drive up through the desert along the dunes on the coast.
So as an American, which I am, and I do not know anything about African culture or customs or speak anything remotely resembling the language, is that safe for me? Like, would you
absolutely.
Incur Really?
Absolutely.
It seems very,
that's
very intimidating
question.
For me, because I've seen these where you drive yourself safari or you get a guide, but it seems very, even though I've been all across different places in Asia and South America and Europe and Africa, intimidates me.
Well,
like something, how I feel like I'm going to be in danger if I drive myself.
I don't think so. I mean, if you go with a group of people who are with you, then you can totally do the self-drive option. I mean, driving in the Namib Desert is, if you've never driven on sand in a 4x4, then maybe go with a guided group. But there's a whole range of options. But the Namib Desert is just spectacular.
Here's a fun, I can't decide if I like this podcast or not. It's really weird. A couple things I would fix on it is that whole intro of the interview. I would cut that down to where he just says this.
There's nothing in the world like waking up at 5 a.m. and seeing the sunrise over the pristine African wilderness.
And then start the music. The one thing where at the beginning where the people come in and they sing and they something like, we're going to change the world. That abrupt stop was abrupt. And then you also do another thing with your background music where all of a sudden it just quits. You might want to look into fading that stuff out. And again, let's consider the source. You have a musician. So I noticed stuff like that. Maybe the average listener wouldn't, but to me, I was like, oh, that stopped. You build this as learning about other countries through the voice of other people. And we listened to a good 6 minutes of this, and I didn't hear your guide a whole lot. I heard a lot of you. You give a lot of details. Like when you talk about your story of this bucket list, and I wanted to do this, and I wanted to do that, and then I was going to do this, and then I had to go through this country, and that country, and that country. And I'm like going, did we really need all those details? Could have you just have said, you know, I actually planned a very elaborate bucket list to go to Africa. And so today we're going to talk with Andrew or whatever his name was, and we're going to go over those lists. Because if you're going to go over the list with Andrew, you don't need to tell me what was on the list before, because that's just dragging the time to get to the guy who's supposed to be talking and telling me about Africa. I thought that was a little long. The music is a little low at the beginning, your intro music. And then there's a fair amount where there's nothing. There's just music. And then somebody comes in, there's a whole lot of music. I'm a fan of like get to the content as soon as you can. So when you make me sit through 15, 20 seconds of music, I'm like, okay, that could go away. So it's kind of weird because I started, you were asking good questions, but the whole point of this is my first impression. And my first impression is, but I'm not much of a traveler. I didn't really learn a lot about Africa in 6 minutes. It took us a while to get to like, am I going to die in Africa? So I would just maybe try to get to the actual content a little quicker. The audio quality of the interview was a little boomy. Sounds like you were, you know, interviewing him someplace that had a lot of noise in the back. And that's where, if that's the case, I realize sometimes you have no choice. Just start off with, hey, I'm interviewing Nick here in the, you know, BW3s here in whatever kind of thing, just so people know why there's noise in the background. But other than that, I guess it's mainly because I'm definitely not your target audience, although I would like to travel a little more. But this one just didn't didn't make me go, ugh, and it didn't make me go, ooh. So I'm not sure what that means. So if you have comments, Mr. or Mrs. Listener, feel free to swipe left or right on your app there. The number is 888-563-3228. Be sure to mention your podcast if you have one, and we'll play it at the end of the show. So that is going to do it for this episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show. Simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. You can click on the Fiverr button to be right here on the show. You can click on the Podcast Review Show button to get a full review of your show. Or if you don't have a podcast, you can click on the School of Podcasting button and start your own. Again, that's all out at the website, podcastrodeoshow.com. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.